This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of Five Gospel Minutes, a regular program of the International Gospel Hour. For the past several times, we've been studying with you the topic, Make It As Sure As You Can. And today I want to reemphasize the fact that the Bible teaches itself that you must go to the Bible in order to have certainty that you are a child of God. You cannot depend upon my word for it. You cannot depend upon the word of any ordinary man. It doesn't matter how much confidence you may have in some man, how long you may think he has preached the word of God. You have a mind, and God will hold you responsible for the proper use of it, and you must go to the Bible and see for yourself whether or not it teaches what he says it teaches. That's what you must do with what I say. Take nothing that I say, but go to the Bible itself. If only the world could be persuaded to go to the Bible and follow only the Bible, there would be no longer religious division if all men studied it with honesty. But every person would be obedient to Christ, being baptized into him, added by him to the church for which he died. My friends, just as there's one God and one Lord Jesus Christ and one Holy Spirit, there is one faith, one baptism, and one body or church. Now, sometimes we hear the idea expressed that one can be saved without being a member of the church. I often hear, very, very often hear, preachers pleading with their audiences to recognize the church as being worthless, that is, in the sense of having anything to do whatever with salvation. They constantly affirm the church does not save us. And let me just stop here at this point to say, of course, the church does not save us. If anyone is saved, he's saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. But Christ saves the church. The church is the body of people who are saved. Paul made this clear in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, when he said that Christ is the Savior of the body. Now, Christ offers to be the Savior of everybody, but he is not anybody's personal Savior in the sense that he saves anybody apart from the church or the body of Christ. He is the Savior of the body. Each one of us, of course, must personally hear the word. We must, as an individual person, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We must, as an individual person, repent of our sins. And we must, as an individual person, confess the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we must, as an individual person, be baptized in obedience to his command. But this is not to say that he is our personal Savior in the sense that he saves us as an individual separate and apart from his body. The Bible makes clear that he is the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5:23, while he offers to save everybody, Titus chapter 2, verse 11. The Bible makes clear that men are saved by the blood of Christ. Christ purchased the church with his blood, Acts chapter 20, verse 28. We have redemption from our sins through his blood, Ephesians 1 and 7. We are justified by his blood, Romans 5, verses 8 and 9. But Christ used his blood to purchase the church. And so if you today are purchased by the blood of Christ, this means that you are a member not merely of some religious institution, not merely of some church, but that you are a member of the church which the prophet saw in the Old Testament, which Jesus promised to build, which John the Baptist came to prepare, and which Jesus established on the first day of Pentecost following his resurrection. It is the one and only body of Christ, and everyone who obeys the gospel is added by the Lord to it. Notice in Acts chapter 2, verse 41, they then that gladly received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls. And in Acts 2:47, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, those that were being saved. One is not saved until he's a member of the church, and one is not a member of the church until he's saved. Both of those things occur simultaneously. And so we see that the church is essential. It is the body in which one is reconciled unto God, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 16. But now our time is gone for today, and in closing, let me kindly thank you for listening and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on Five Gospel Minutes, a regular program of the International Gospel Hour.